Show. Spotlight on Jack.
Everybody breaks up for one reason or the other. Jimmy was seeing other disc jockeys behind my back.
Mix 107.3.
Still painful to me. Yeah. Still painful.
Betrayal.
How? Betrayal.
Thank you. Well,
how could you?
Now I know. I appreciate what I had at home.
Thank you. It's too late now.
Right.
My headphones are hanging on somebody else's doorknob.
The grass wasn't greener, Jimmy.
Exactly. Was the grass greener?
No, it was brown.
There you go. And the grass is
brown everywhere.
All right. How long do you take to get ready each morning?
12 minutes.
What?
Why? Is
12?
That bad? Yes.
That includes your shower or no shower?
Yes.
With a 60-second shower?
Yes.
No shower.
Because it's 12 smell minutes. Bad. I showered the night before.
Okay.
Go sniff her right now. Go smell.
You can sniff me.
Take a whiff of E.
Smell me. I smell great. Oh, I smell like tanning lotion now, but.
You do smell like tanning lotion.
She smells like. Did you see my golden glow on my face?
Like the beach. I do see the golden glow.
Yes.
You spray tanned.
I did. Myself.
She smells like.
You did it yourself?
It's budget.
Oh, great.
Because last week you did, you know.
Yeah.
That's for the official.
I think I said something like the Great Pumpkin.
Yes.
I think I said that.
I think you said I was terracotta.
Yes. Which is lovelier than Great Pumpkin art.
But it was a $40 terracotta. I just bought the whole thing for, you know, the whole spray thing for $10, and I did my own today.
Smart. 12 minutes, she has it down to a science. 12 minutes.
Now we know why she smells like Panama Jack.
Yeah. How long do you take, Blair?
I take about 7 minutes in the morning to come here. Yeah.
Good girl.
How long do you take?
From the time I get out of bed, it will be 15 minutes before I walk out the door. So everything in 15 minutes.
Lisa, you and I are just, are we slackers?
You're primpers.
An hour and a half.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
No, seriously, an hour and a half?
That's not true.
You're walking down to the Potomac River and taking a bath? I mean, why is it taking an hour and a half?
I swear to you. Shower, coffee, usually something to eat, gathering up all the stuff that we pulled out of, you know, our bags for work, laptop, camera, this and that.
Well, you do bring enough luggage for 12,
well,
so.
Well, that is true.
Wow.
Lisa looks like a Sherpa.
I think what it really is, I don't believe that, yes,
I think
well,
exactly.
Well, that has happened. Uh-huh. Like, you know,
they
you have to.
For an hour.
What was this face?
You guys get busy right before you see us?
That's a whole
If that's
new
the most egregious thought you have today.
Hey, Blair. You want him to get along in the morning. Because then he's in a really good mood. That's why he's in a good mood.
Oh, all right.
Aren't we all? Aren't you in a better mood when you... In the morning.
When's the last time? Has that ever happened in your life, Blair?
No! We've never gotten it on before I come here to work.
Never? Because you...
Four in the morning?
Now we know why Blair's in this mood, right?
Yeah.
Guys like that, because then they roll over and go back to sleep when you go to work.
Not my husband. Don't touch him. Don't look at him. Don't make a sound.
You make me want to go get married right now. You make me want
to... An hour and a half, wow. Jack. I mean, you barely have hair.
What?
No, I mean to do. I mean, you're not... No.
What?
No.
I've got to leave the room.
No, I didn't mean... I just meant in order to style. I meant you don't have to style and you don't
That's
do
your
makeup.
Friend.
What are you doing
That's
for an hour and a half?
Now, you see, if I were that kind of guy, I'd say you barely have a husband.
But yeah.
Well, you'd be wrong, because I don't have one.
I'm not
wrong.
Here we go. Jimmy, do me a favor. Would you please take care of it?
Yeah.
Light lifting to my left, please.
They not often please. Heard Jack slam.
He never slams anybody.
I sat
is
there.
Is it hot in here?
I canoodled with the line for about 30 seconds.
Did you? Yeah. For deciding if I would really burst into tears or would be fake tears?
I knew you would.
Please, blind.
Based on our conversations of the past week or so, I knew it was safe tears.
Yeah. Jackie's crying. He's got a tissue.
Wow.
Oh, he's so proud of himself.
Now I know. The sick part of me, now I know Jack loves me.
I do love you. Know that.
Oh, Jack, how sad.
I need to be mistreated.
See, that's the problem with E in a relationship. See, it took you being mean to her to go, he loves me.
He loves me. I'm going to come back for more.
Only those who love you will be honest with you, right?
Yes. Or not honest.
Well, no,
they'll
I mean...
They'll lie, too. They'll all lie.
That's the thing. Hanging on my thread.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Well, you and I don't have paperwork between us yet, so we're all good. And you don't owe me an arm and a leg yet.
Well, you know what? I do make an excellent ex-husband.
Jack, at this point, if you two got married, he would have to pay you.
I make a really great new husband,
too. Oh, my God.
Too. Wow.
Yeah, it's taking a turn.
A good one.
I had something I had planned to do here.
Did you?
Keep fighting. This is fun.
I didn't mean you had no hair. I take it back. I didn't mean that you had
short hair. You should say
short,
your hair
short.
Is
and I don't mean you don't put together an outfit that is a uniform.
She just shot another
one. What over here? Okay, with the flip-flops, the camo pants again, and the T-shirt.
I'm trying
Not
hard.
The guy with the Merrell boots, the jeans, and the T-shirt.
Notice
we're two of a kind here.
I've not slammed anybody. I'm not getting involved in this.
This is awesome. Believe me, I'm that close to buying somebody a house, too.
It happens.
I've seen him do it.
It happens.
And you get a nice car. It's a parting gift as well that you can drive
Love
with.
Love the parting gifts.
Again, Jack, this time I think you would, if you married Ian, you'd be getting
That's
a parting
not
gift.
True. That's
one can only hope.
I'm done for the day, actually.
Doesn't get any better. Is Lisa smiling?
No.
No,
she's laughing.
Producing a video, she's smiling.
No.
She's on the phone with a lawyer.
She knows there's a car and house in her future. A lovely little place in Potomac Village.
At least Jack and I use the same lawyer, so.
Ryan, on line two. Which one, me or
Erica? Why is Lisa Googling JK moving again?
Oh, no, we have one speed dial.
I use them, too. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's really
that's
sad.
Lovely. Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
That's too much reality.
Yeah.
Well, love
there you
all.
Go.
You
so
know
you
the show's not scripted.
You want to go get breakfast?
Yes, please. Do
it. Mix 107.3.
You know, I should apologize. You don't know. I came in late. I woke up this morning at 5:15 a.m. Now, imagine if it had taken me an hour and a half to get to work.
I'd be getting here now.
I would be bringing breakfast. But I was so comfortable last night, and I was dead tired, so I overslept, and I could hear the Alexa, the little noise, the Alexa alarm. In my dream, I'm trying to get Alexa to stop making the noise.
Yeah. But you're not waking. It's in your dream.
And all the dreams that, you know, Jack, you say dreams are a quest.
They're always a quest. You can't attain whatever it is. So in your dream, you're constantly in quest of, for me, a piece of pie.
Your piece of pie. Well, mine was getting Alexa to turn the alarm off. And finally, when I jarred myself awake, I realized it was 5:15. Now, I normally get here at 5 or 5:15, and now I'm waking up. So, and I really want to blame one person. That's the owner of Mattress Warehouse, because that bed is so comfortable. I'm blaming you, sir, that you have made such a fine bed that I overslept for work. And so, in case I get in trouble at work.
That's your excuse?
I'm going to get him to write me a note for being late. Do you think he'll do that?
I'm not so sure.
Do you think our boss would take
You got a great deal on the mattress.
I did get a great deal. It's the Tempur-Pedic Elite retailer at Mattress Warehouse, and I have the Cloud Supreme. This bed is fantastic, and right now they have a Memorial Day sale going on at Mattress Warehouse. Tempur-Pedic is more affordable because they are an elite retailer with mattresses starting at just $22 a month. You know you can afford $22 a month for a new mattress. And with over 30 queen mattresses that for starting only at $7.99, they have mattresses for everyone starting at just $59. Save up to $1,000 on national brands and upgrade to an adjustable base for free. Go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com to find a location near you.
Tuesday is the worst day of the week.